talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. Back to work. I love that sound. Some wins here. Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz, and we've got a pair of field-level tickets to see those Bombers who have suddenly turned their season around at the stadium. Texas is in. That is Friday, August 9th. Right now, we'll do call the number 10, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. Is that the series Carton's doing?
I believe it is. Texas, right?
Yeah, right, the ninth? There you go. Don't jinx us, Craig. That's your chance to win now. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and The Fan.
Which series are you doing? Did you get in there yet?
Yeah, still waiting, buddy. Crickets. Crickets. You know what? It's ridiculous.
I brought that up to Craig. When you were off early in the week, he burst into the studio, so I was talking to him about that.
Oh, he just popped in?
Yeah, he popped in, and I forget if he asked where you were or something, but somehow you came up, and I was like, when, you know, BT going to get a shot of that? And he said something like, oh, a spot's taken.
Yeah. Oh, man. How is he? Is he actually doing the play-by-play?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what he said. He's not a play-by-play
guy. He said that he already spoke with Susan.
It's a talk show. I'm not worried about that. Yeah. That'll be fine. He's not a play-by-play guy. He'll do well.
He did play-by-play in
the Devils,
Syracuse.
Right? Hockey? Oh, did he at Syracuse?
That's what he said. Yeah, he did it in college. He's done play-by-play before. That was originally, I guess, you know, one of the things that he wanted to do.
I don't know about you.
For me, when I was a kid, like, in my yearbook, I think it said I wanted to be the voice of the Mets, Knicks, and Rangers. Like, Marv Albert was my idol. I loved Marv Albert.
Yeah.
Met him once outside the Garden after a Knick game. And I was like, oh, my God, Marv, thank you and good luck with your career. And I was like, oh, my God, like Marv Albert just said thank you and good luck with my career.
Mm-hmm.
It was for me, going to a Knicks game, remember the broadcast booth?
Yes.
Used to be right in the center.
Where the tunnel is. Where they the Marty Glickman Memorial. I've done games from there.
Right, which is awesome that you've
done.
So now when I would go to a Knick game early.
Not there anymore, of course. Yeah. They had to move it with their renovations.
Which
so it stinks.
But when I remember going to a game early, and I feel like Mike and Chris did shows from there.
Yeah.
This is before I started working here. But I remember once specifically going to Marv and seeing him there. And my buddy took a picture of it. And it's me talking to Marv and him signing a basketball. Like, I didn't care. Not that I didn't care about Ewing or Starks. Obviously, I did. But I just cared as much about Marv. So I always wanted to do play-by-play. And then I realized, wow, that's a lot of work.
I think it's less work.
No way.
It is. You don't work every day.
What are you kidding me?
What?
The prep that goes into that?
Oh, please, you can mail it in. You know the league.
The travel, the prep that goes into it. What really happened, that was pre me discovering Mike and the Mad Dog. And then once I discovered them, I was like, oh, that's what I want to do.
No, I get it. I think it's, well, it depends what you want. I think it's more fun to do a show. But I think being a play-by-player is easier. Let me just back that up. When I say easier, I don't mean easier to quote-unquote make it. I mean, once you are in the, you know, in the rotation, so to speak, and you know the league, I'm not saying guys like Breen do this, or just, I'm not saying you just show up and mail it in, but you're reacting to what's in front of you. You're not generating phone calls and this and
that.
You're not working every night.
This, to me, is easier.
I agree.
Okay, but
I think play-by-play is easy. I think the Yanks are missing out. I'm dead serious. I can do it with my eyes shut. You think I'm kidding?
No, I know that you're not. But
honestly, I know we goof around. You think I'd be good or bad at it? What do you think I'd be at? How would I do?
I've never heard you do play-by-play, although I guess I've heard you on St. John's stuff.
Yeah, I think Mink.
I know you said you did the next. I know you could do it, but that's also being an analyst.
I did Knicks play-by-play.
I mean, a million years ago, like 10, 11 games. Yeah, I think
college baseball play-by-play.
I think you're qualified for an opportunity.
You got to stop bringing this up, though, because then I start busting out the resume, which nobody cares about. Yeah. I start getting a little annoyed here that I'm not getting a chance.
Well, I'm just saying.
You had to bring it up, didn't you?
Well, it was something that I was thinking. You said Craig is doing those games, and it made me think of the other day when I brought it up to him. I didn't get a chance to bring it to
you. Obviously, here's your chance to get that little needle out.
Well, that's not even a needle. I cannot believe that you think that it's easy. Like, for me, it was
okay. Easier.
Than doing a talk show?
Let me give you... No, not for you and I, because we do this.
Yeah.
So it's Well, listen, both are unnatural professions. To open up a microphone and communicate with a large group of people in a conversational way with thought-provoking, compelling stuff, whatever, make people think, make people react, that's hard. And when you're good at it, it might seem easy, but it's not.
Right.
Okay, we both agree with that,
that's
right?
The best way to say it.
Okay.
They're both difficult, but for me, this is easier, and I feel like that was too much work.
I get that, but to me, like...
Or maybe you just don't have as much interest in it. Like, I don't care about who's on it.
Yeah, there you go. But, like, to me, like, looking at something in front of me and reacting to it is just easier on the brain than coming up with thought-provoking content, because all I'm doing is I'm looking at people move and I'm telling you what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
I've done it at...
Chandler Brunson, left side, a little pump fake. Here's Hartenstein with the roll. Yeah, I mean, come on. You make stuff up. What's so hard about it?
You make stuff up.
Well, you know what? I hate to make stuff up. But
you mail it in. Then you wonder why you haven't gotten... Just going to mail it in.
Now, I think hockey play-by-play is incredibly hard.
Yeah, but maybe that's just because you don't feel like you know the sport as well as the other one. It was... Look, like anything else, the more you do it, the better you become at it. And I did enjoy doing it, the few opportunities that I had. I did baseball for Columbia play-by-play, a couple of games.
Oh, okay.
And then I did analyst for Columbia football and basketball for
like 10
years.
Right? You did that stuff with Jerry.
Yeah, but like I would see the prep that Jerry puts in. I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just want to sit and react to the game and give my opinion and analysis. And even that was not my strength. Like, it just,
I always felt
out of place.
Yeah, I never wanted to be a play-by player. Like, I was never a player. Like, I never wanted to be Marv Albert or I wanted to be a player. I wanted to be Don Mattingly.
I just missed it by
10,000 miles. Just came up short, Sal.
Yeah. What's harder, that or to become a play-by-play guy?
No, oh, my God.
I thought that's what I wanted to do, and then I discovered talk radio. But either way,
here we go. We get Julio in Wading River, New Jersey. BT and Sal on the fan. What's up, Julio?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to chime in on this. The reason why I think Aaron Rodgers should play, not only just Aaron Rodgers, but a lot of the starters in the NFL, because you don't play preseason games. You go into the first week, and it's like you're getting punched in the jaw. I'm a Giants fan, and when Dallas punched us in the jaw in that first week, we did this, you know, like you said, Sal, that game counts. Game one counts. You're not ready. If you're putzing around in practice, why putz around in these preseason games? They made these preseason games so you can get finely tuned and on the same page as all your players. So I understand you're not going to play all the quarters, but to play, build yourself up, play a quarter, maybe play into the second quarter the next game, and then you worry about health. You're ready, but at least you're on the same page with all your players.
Yeah, I mean, there is logic to that theory. I used to believe in it, and I do still to a certain extent. Now, it's never going back. There's no way they're going to do it. I just don't think with Rodgers off of last year at his age, under the circumstances, which, like, if he does play... What do you think, BT? Max, Aaron Rodgers, if Rodgers says, you know what, I'm going to play, what do you think Max is?
Two series.
What's that going to do? Nothing. So the fact, if you want them to get really ready, you're right. If you want to get ready for the regular season, what you should be doing is playing hard in the preseason. Play a little bit in game two, play the whole game in game three, or close to the whole game in game three. You want to play the first quarter of game four, whatever it may be, fine, then shut it down. But that's what you should be doing. That doesn't happen anymore. And it's certainly not going to happen with the Jets. So when I say, should he play or shouldn't he, I'm thinking, yeah, what good is it running him out there for a series or two? I wouldn't even take the risk. Just go out there in game one like everybody else does now in week one of the NFL and make that be the extension of a preseason.
I think this is one of your overnight creatures, Sal. Popcorn Bob and Wonton.
Hey,
Bobby
Popcorn.
Boy, what's popping?
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
What's up,
hey,
Popcorn
guys, man.
Bob?
Great show, man. Good to see you. Get to hear from you, man. Hey, Sal, so I'm going to say this. At any given moment, right, when you're talking about contact sport, you're subjected to an injury, number one. Number two, with the injury that he had, he came up limp, meaning that he didn't cause the injury himself, but what I'm saying is it was not a contact.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when you on a practice field, number one, the guys that you're going up against, those are your guys. So they're not going to go hard as one of the other guys on the opponent. I want to put my best at all times because I understand that it's a contact sport. And even on a practice field, you could come up limp. You can come up with an injury. And so it's a matter of guys getting their head into the game and making sure that they're you know, that they're aware of their body and what they're going to do and how they're going to take a contact, how they're going to, you know, avoid contact, go down, you know, don't try to do too much. It's just a matter of getting your head in the game and making sure that you cover all grounds so that you don't come up, you know, with an injury. So I believe, man, give him a shot, see what he got, man, because it's been too long that we've been waiting to see this Aaron Rodgers over here and perform.
Popcorn. Hey, you know, BT, Popcorn Bob was a big break dancer.
Was he really?
Yeah. Maybe you have to have a dance off.
All right.
You too.
Nah,
no, you know what? You were a good break dancer, you said.
I was not good.
Popcorn Bob said he used to do that quite a bit.
Did he really?
Yeah. We've had these conversations on the overnight. You get to know people.
Well, you just kill a dime, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, what year were your parents born, Popcorn Bob? Right, right. What hospital?
Yeah. Was the steward in Brooklyn. You had to hear some of his stories.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, he would get a little nuts. I do miss him, though, but yeah. We get to know a lot about him.
Popcorn Bob would break. So, he's got to be, he was doing this in the 80s. He was doing this.
I believe I so, yeah. I forget the exact details, but anyway, he doesn't bring up bad points there. With Aaron Rodgers, like you can't, you know, it was a non-contact injury. There's nothing you could do to ultimately prevent guys. We talk about this all the time.
I know.
However, you are taking an extra risk where I deem in this particular case unnecessary.
I get it. And I would just say, let's go. It's football, and you haven't done much of that in a while. And before I roll you out there against a team that very well might be in the Super Bowl and is at home, I'm going to give you a couple of reps and see where it goes and take the chance. And I can see why people are terrified of that. And I guess my only fundamental, real strong pushback is that I hope. I'm pretty sure the Jets are doing this for the wrong reason. Like, I would guarantee that they're terrified if he goes down, we're going to get hammered on the fan, we're going to get crushed in the papers, on the websites, on social media.
Well, that should not even enter their thought process. But if that's the case, it's bad.
But you know it does.
Yeah.
You know it does.